Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
More Dirt and Sprague.
Do you trust someone who doesn't like a Pop-Tart?
Dirt.
Can I give you a hot take that might make people look at me and call me an idiot? I think Pop-Tarts are disgusting.
Sprague.
I used to raw dog Pop-Tarts religiously.
Dirt and Sprague.
I'm anti-Pop-Tart.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here. Portland sports leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Inspired.
Oh, we double dipped right there. Double dipped the chip.
I never know when you're doing the drops. You don't do
I'm
them
random.
You
I'm
do
random.
It when I want to do
never
it.
Never know when it's going to happen.
Ready.
We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. Happy Football Friday, everybody. Football Friday, Fast Break Friday, Fastball Friday, Flop Shot Friday. According to Swag, there's a golf tournament going on right now, but I'll take his word for it. We got a lot happening, man. The Winterhawks playing their first home game of the year tomorrow. Will that be my FUP date today? Stay tuned.
Oh.
Find out at 9:30.
Okay.
Your fake sponsors are welcome for Sprague in the Line, 503-864-6326. That is the Fan text line. Shout out to everybody tuning in today. Yesterday was a wild, rambunctious, crazy day, one we will never forget, and we're just riding that momentum into the weekend. I want to start here. We were talking Washington, Illinois there in our Big Pack picks. That, to me, is the best and most intriguing game that's happening in our region of the country. This weekend, Oregon State has a bye. Oregon's playing a team who doesn't have a pulse, and Washington State is playing Toledo, which is a chance for a win for them. But that Washington-Illinois game is fascinating. When you look at their schedule, the Huskies, that is, over the next couple of weeks, if they are to win this weekend, what will their record be going into the Oregon game? There are three games following that. At Wisconsin, Purdue at home, and at UCLA. Because I think you can make an argument. Now, it doesn't mean it's guaranteed to happen because, you know, they've been wonky on the road. They damn near lost to Maryland. They were down 20-0 in that game. Maybe UCLA beats Indiana this weekend, and it's like, oh, my God, UCLA controlling their own destiny in the Big Ten? Where the hell did that come from? But they have a legitimate chance, if they are to beat Illinois this weekend, to be 9-2, ranked what I would imagine at that point would be inside the top 15 going into their last game of the year hosting Oregon. It seems like there is a lot on the line for them this weekend of just what it would mean for Fish to get that win.
Or the Florida job.
Or the Florida job, yes. I don't know if that was you taking a dig, not me. He was asked about it again yesterday. Yeah. Softy was like, what do you make of all the rumors out there? And he said, I can't control it. I can control where my feet are. This is where we want
to
be.
Continue to dance around the obvious answer of I want to be here and just say, oh, you know, we'll see where we're at tomorrow.
But why isn't your family here, Jed?
8-3. I'll say 8-3. I think they get got. Now,
somebody gets them, maybe UCLA.
I think at
UCLA
the year. Could be a game. I know at Wisconsin's not going to be easy just because it's an easy overlooked spot. And they have road woes, man. They got some road questions about them. But I think Wisconsin's just so exceptionally awful that they'll eke out a win in that one. I'll say 8-3 going into the Oregon game.
Okay. But the theory is there that they could be 9-2. And it feels like one of those, like, Illinois fine. They're a good team. I've also seen them lose by 50 to a ranked opponent.
But does Washington to you They very well could be 9-2 going into that. I won't dismiss the idea.
I think it's just the idea of what that would mean for them in year two under Fish. Doesn't mean if they lose this weekend, it's a disappointment, because they could still finish 8-4, and that was my preseason prediction. And if they finish 8-4, that's a really good year for Fish, and it's a step in the right direction. I just, like, think about the difference in juice going into the Oregon game if you're 9-2.
Oh, it's way bigger.
Right, or a four-loss team going into that game.
Oregon coming into your stadium,
right,
which was just ranked higher in the Athletic Stadium rankings than Autzen Stadium.
Oh, hell no.
They got more first-place votes.
Oh, hell no.
You're both top 10, but you're 10.
Yeah, go back on your stupid boats. Drink your wine spritzers.
Sailgating.
Right? Yeah. We drink real beer down here.
Do you?
I don't know. So a big one for them tomorrow. I'm very excited. That one's a 12:30 game on the Big Ten Network.
It is a big game for them, like, but if you're not a Husky fan.
Oh, I get why there's not juice out of our window or out of our pocket, if you will, of the country.
This should be a game where Coleman does get right. They give up 130 yards, I think it is, Illinois' defense.
Have not been good in run defense.
Their pass defense is dreadful. Like, yes. If Boston and DeMond are going to get back on track here, this is a game for it.
Seems like a chance. Anything on UCLA, Indiana tomorrow, the big nooner? Anything at all?
I would take UCLA with the points. That's far as I'll go on that one.
25.5 is your line
there.
That's
one I'm keeping on just an eye on the score.
Okay.
It's like, all right, what is real about UCLA after all the coaching changes?
Well,
isn't what they thought they were.
No, their three wins are over Penn State, who has cratered and fired their coach. They did blow out Michigan State on the road, but
that was impressive though, because that was a desperation spot for Jonathan, and got just blindsided.
And then last week it was a game-winning field goal at home against Maryland. So I think it's you tip your cap to them and say that's great that you're turning a corner and clearly playing better football, and maybe this staff will stick around, or maybe Neuheisel gets the job. This is a totally different animal. Going on the road, 9 a.m. body clock start time against Indiana in their building, where that place is all jazzed up because they're the number two team in the country. Totally different animal. But 25.5 is a lot of points. What, to your point, maybe we're taking the dog there.
What are we to say about Indiana if they just bludgeon them?
I think it's just more of the same for them. Indiana,
it's no big deal. They should have handled their business and done that. I'm just curious.
I think
Indiana is continuing to prove to people, and I think week by week it builds and it builds and it builds.
Yeah.
And also, I know they have the tiebreaker to Oregon. They don't want a trip-up situation.
No.
There might be one for them on the schedule. We'll see if it's this weekend. But they're right now on track to go into that Big Ten title game.
Yeah, I think they've reached a point with the Oregon win, and maybe some are still doubting it and questioning it. But I think when you go on the road and win a game in a top-10 environment and against a top-10 team in the country, that I think that quiets a lot of the doubt. And so I think when they blow teams out now, it won't just be, well, UCLA sucks. I just think it's, Indiana's doing what they should be doing. They're a top-5 team in the country. Are they going to win a title? I don't know. But I think they deserve the credit of being there. I think the only intrigue there is UCLA's won 3 in a row. Is there something? Is Indiana just going to go seamlessly through the year? They will be favored by 20-plus points, I would argue, in every game remaining on their schedule when you go look at Indiana.
And they should be.
And they should be because of the way that they're playing. Alabama's on the road at South Carolina, 12:30 kick on ABC. Alabama has played 4 consecutive games against ranked opponents. They got up and beat Georgia. Next week came home and beat Vanderbilt. Next week went on the road to Missouri and won. This last week they played a ranked Tennessee team and won. They forced 4 straight games against top 15 teams and won.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a letdown spot? By the way, the game after this, I think they got a bye, and then they play LSU.
I don't think there is a letdown spot because I don't think that exists with that conference.
Okay.
I think there's maybe, I'm trying to think of the teams in that conference right now, and I know South Carolina has not had the season they hoped they would. How many teams in the SEC in general would you label letdown spots? Mississippi State and Kentucky? Because I think all these teams have the talent necessary to win the game.
Well, I think that's what, I think if you get Alabama's best game, there's no, like, Alabama wins. They're just more talented than South Carolina.
And I don't think they're going to overlook them. I don't know if they
narrowly win.
That's
the point
win.
I'm just saying of, like, it's not necessarily a letdown spot in terms of you don't care about the game, but just South Carolina has a base level of talent that if you show up and do some dumb stuff, you could lose that game.
And they also haven't played good football, so if they put it together and Sellers finally has
the week
this
it happens?
Game,
right.
Yeah,
plus,
we'll see what happens.
If you can't afford to lose to a team like that, like the Florida State loss. You have another one against a suspect.
That's what killed them last year, losing to Vanderbilt
team,
and Oklahoma.
And how many two-loss teams are going to be there in the SEC when we get to putting the Final 12 together?
Yeah.
And if your two losses are to two non-ranked suspect teams, whereas other schools said we lost 2 close road games to other ranked teams, that could be the determining factor.
I think this would be big for DeBoer in the sense of, like, they've had all week where everybody has said they're easily the best team in that conference now.
Mm-hmm.
Ty Simpson's the Heisman favorite.
Yep.
It's all been written and talked about, and it's them, and them, and the kind of the rest of the conference, right?
Rat poison is strong, man.
Well, but in years past, last year, and then even at UW the year they went undefeated, how many games they narrowly escaped? Like, DeBoer has these, right? And until he doesn't have them anymore, people are going to worry that he still has it. So
yeah.
If they come out, to me, it doesn't matter if they win by a touchdown, a field goal, or blow them out.
That part of the resume doesn't matter.
If you just get past this game, because who do they have next? Is it
LSU? They
got
a bye, and then they get LSU at home.
So you have LSU next after this.
Yeah.
You go into the bye feeling good about yourself with that one loss. Then I think it's another step forward for DeBoer and the evolution of him as a coach and then his evolution as the Alabama coach.
We have another one of those lines in Vegas here like, oh, that's interesting. BYU now getting talked about again. They are 7-0 undefeated. They're going on the road to Ames, Iowa this weekend. 12:30 kick on Fox. They are an underdog in that game in Vegas. Iowa State is the favorite by 2.5. So does an undefeated BYU go down? They flirted with it. I mean, that wouldn't surprise me at all. That would be like a 9 out of 10 on the upset meter for me if I'm looking at it. Like, yeah, does that surprise anybody if they lose? It's just funny to see an undefeated team ranked number 11 in the country and underdog do. And not that Iowa State is terrible, but they're 5-2 and they're offensively challenged.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
That one is a bit of a head scratcher for me. Texas doesn't really count anymore. I don't know if this is an upset, and it definitely won't happen, but it's just fun to remind people. Miami is playing Stanford this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Last time Mario Cristobal played Stanford, he lost the game. They went 3-9 that year, and he beat Ohio State 2 weeks previous.
That was the last time he played Stanford.
That was the last time he played Stanford. They were 28.5-point favorite at home in that one. I think the only other one that I'll circle in terms of like, huh, let's keep an eye on that, it will be the 4:30 game on ABC. Do you get a this is it for LSU performance? Do you get another great Texas? Texas A&M is undefeated. They're ranked in the top five in the first time it feels like in forever. 7-0 this late in the season, the first time in forever. Elko's doing a great job. Marcel Reese is playing at Reed is playing at a high level. At LSU night game, like this kind of feels like it's it for Brian Kelly, and the temperature's getting turned up. And so do you get our backs are against the wall, we go out and win this one? Wouldn't surprise me in the least. That's probably the biggest one that I've circled of. What does it do to the SEC race if it happens? Because A&M would then have a conference loss. LSU would move to 3-2. They would technically still be alive in the playoff chase at 6-2 with a quality win over a top five team. That should be a fun one on Saturday night.
I'm really looking forward to it as well because it's a Styles Makes Fights game, right? Mm-hmm. Like Texas A&M in a lot of metrics is top five in that conference. I'm taking LSU because I do think the pass defense paired with the pass rush, they're going to be able to limit it. Now, they got good receivers at A&M, but I'm going to lean on the defense of LSU here, and I think that's the only thing that I would trust about that because their offense has just been so hot and cold. It hasn't been a great year for Nussmeier despite all the buzz that we had going into the season. I'm going to take LSU off of playing at home. A&M hasn't got yet, but they've been super close to having, like, what, two or three losses?
The Notre Dame game, the Auburn game. Is there another one in there that I'm missing? Hell, last week on the road at Arkansas, it was 45-42. Arkansas came back and damn near beat them.
They survived that one.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say LSU. I'm going to take LSU in this one to give A&M their first loss.
It's been fun, man. Every week, I think there was, what, four top 10, you know, something crazy, like a bunch of top 10 teams lost, undefeated teams lost for the first time. It's just every week there's chaos, and sometimes you never know where it's coming from. We talked, you know, last Friday about Louisville, Miami, and it's like anything, man, probably not. And then you look up at the end of Friday night, Louisville wins the game. So college football's kind of presented that this year should be fun. I wouldn't be surprised if some more top 10 and undefeated teams go down. And one Husky pointing out, this is a great point. This is, again, another game. Fourth time in five games, I believe this year, that they're playing a team. Illinois was on a bye last week. You fly out to Ann Arbor, you play a 9 a.m. game, physically beat up, guys are banged up, you come home, Illinois just been sitting around recruiting, sitting on their fat ass for 2 weeks, coming into your house fresh and ready to go. So
you've got, I don't care how much
schedules
you hate
did them,
you
no favors.
Have to just feel terrible for them.
It's brutal, dude. Oregon had a stretch like that at the back half of the year. Last year, I remember that was one of the reasons the Wisconsin game was one we circled, because it was like three out of four opponents they played coming off a bye, and Oregon didn't have a bye. Eventually, it catches up with you, and so that's another subplot of that game tomorrow to keep an eye on for Washington and Illinois. Let's get into a couple more final thoughts on the NFL weekend, other games that we're circling that we're curious about. It has been a terrific start in the NBA. The Blazers are back in action tonight. We'll try and jam that into the next segment, and then we'll spring the line coming up bottom of the hour. Back after this, 105.1 FM, The Fam.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, we're hours away from the weirdest game in Blazer history. What's going to happen tonight at the Moda Center? Who the hell knows? But I'll be watching.
Somebody asked earlier, who do we hate more, Chauncey or Felton? And I think that's a pretty easy answer.
Felton?
He openly challenged the fans to a fight at his apartment.
He did. Phillips just got arrested for maybe throwing games with the mafia, though. So
yeah, some are celebrating that.
I mean, I did want him to lose, so I guess, tip of the cap to Chance for that. I did put some more L's
on. You want him to lose?
I mean, I want him to lose more games of when they were openly tanking, and then they'd randomly win games. Remember, they'd go on winning streaks, and I would yell at everybody for being dumb because we needed to lose more games? You know, that era of Blazer basketball. But, yeah, I think as of now, it's still Ray Felton. You know, we're an innocent until proven guilty society. We got to see how the court proceedings play out. But if there's more details and if there's more stuff there from Billups, or maybe somebody else in the organization goes down because he tied him in. Somebody texted me yesterday. It was like, I wonder if he fished Jody Allen into one of the poker games, and that's what brought him down.
She's one of the informants?
Sure, Chance, I'll come play with you. Why not? She's got a lot of money, dude. If I'm Chauncey and I'm trying to fish people in to steal their money, Jody's probably the first one I'm calling. You want to come down to a poker game tonight?
I just, you know, I'm not going to be able to go. Ultimately, I got too many duties as a dad and an uncle, but man, I want to see that. I just want to know what it's like. If you are going, I'd really love for you to tune in Monday and give us your thoughts of what the arena was like. I am generally curious what it's going to be. Again, I said this earlier. I'll say it again. I think we are sitting in currently, and maybe I'm off on this, I think we're sitting currently where the fans love the players. So the team
could bring us all together as a fan base. It could be a great environment tonight.
I think collectively they kind of hate the organization right now because the organization is not... It's not everybody's fault that's part of the organization. I hate generalizing that, and people listen to the show.
It's just
not a shot at you.
Limbo
but,
right now till the sale gets done.
But see, it didn't. Here's the thing. I just will be on the opposite side of the opinion here. I totally get why people think Dundon was going to fire no matter what.
I think if they make
the play in, I think it's being run back for one more year with him. Now, I mean, it's all up in the air.
No, I don't think Dundon will be reactionary. But I just think he's shown a track record. He's not afraid to...
He was reactionary in Carolina when it wasn't going well. He immediately made changes.
Yeah, but I think he was... I think he was thought out and like thorough and diligent in his process of understanding what needed to be changed and what he needed to let play out a little bit more to figure out.
Well, but now what do you think? Because I would say
he
thinks he needs to change it.
I mean, everything's out the window now because, we didn't expect that to happen, right? No owner's ever taken over a team in this circumstance because this circumstance has never happened before. We were in uncharted waters.
And the CBA is different between players and the NBA. It's harder to necessarily move guys in the NBA than the NHL.
Yeah. Statement yesterday, we haven't read this yet, so for those who didn't see it when it did come out,
this was eye roller.
Last night, this came out from Chauncey Billups' attorney, Chris Haywood is his name.
Why is this an eye roller?
Well, let me read it. Quote, anyone who knows Chauncey Billups knows he is a man of integrity. Men of integrity do not cheat and defraud others. To believe that Chauncey Billups did what the federal government is accusing him is to believe that he would risk his Hall of Fame legacy, his reputation, and his freedom. He would not jeopardize those things for anything, let alone a card game. Furthermore, Chauncey Billups has never and would never gamble on basketball games, provide insider information, or sacrifice the trust of his team and the league as it would tarnish the game he has devoted his entire life to. Chauncey Billups has never backed down. He does not plan to do so now. He will fight these allegations with the same tenacity that marked his 28-year career. We look forward to our day in court.
Why is it an eye roller?
Because I think it's cookie cutter and canned, and there really isn't anything else he could say. So
he's just supposed to say nothing?
I mean, I don't know what a statement does, but
I would.
If he's innocent, I mean,
yeah.
I'm
innocent. I look forward to a day in court. Yeah, when I do read that long of a thing, I do chuckle.
Defending themselves.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
a natural reaction to every dude.
Whether he's guilty or innocent, that's the statement he's putting out.
Because also,
because you're not going to come out and say, "Ah, damn it, my bad. You got me." He's not going to own up to it.
Don't say anything because you can crow after the fact if indeed the FBI way overstepped its bounds and ends up looking like buffoons in court. But this is what then become jokes after the fact.
Yeah, well, be innocent.
Yeah.
And if you're guilty, then yeah, you're going to be an idiot. But this happens. Everybody does this.
It's just an eye roller of a statement. It's okay, whatever. Let's get to court and find out what happened.
It's going
to
take a long time. When does the court proceeding begin? Do we know how this is? There a timeline of the trial?
He goes, it's scheduled for November 24th when he appears in court in Brooklyn, and I don't know what specifically happens at that hearing.
Do they have to keep him on administrative leave until...
I don't know.
Oh, he's on... I mean, the NBA will not allow him to do anything.
No, I get it, but like the Blazers, are they going to fire him before?
I don't know at what point...
I don't know if they will. I think the NBA...
He's not coming back.
I know. I think the NBA has stepped in and said, well, let us handle that part of it.
Because they directed everybody to talk to the NBA.
All of it is directed to the NBA. He's on leave. He can't coach. We'll let the process play out. They don't want to have a lawsuit on their hands that if this all ends up being a big nothing burger and the FBI was sniffing up the wrong tree and they're like, oh my God, we totally screwed up. They don't want to have a lawsuit on their hands of firing him too early. So it's just the NBA is
it's more about
playing
the Trailblazers. Can we cut him loose for cause and not have to pay anything under the contract?
And I think for them, the answer is yes. The second he's found guilty, that absolutely will be the case. He'll be fired and terminated, and while you're on leave, I'm assuming you don't get paid. I'm assuming
that
that's part of it, but
I
didn't specify.
Did not specify. Isn't that how it works in the NFL? When you're on the commissioner's list, don't you not get paid? Is that one of the? Am I wrong
on that?
I don't
necessarily know that to be true.
Maybe I'm wrong there, but yeah, I think the NBA is just going to step in and do that for as long as they need to, and then it'll play out. But yeah, going to be a strange one.
You don't involve the co-conspirator 8 story in the indictment unless you have a text, right? Like, why else would the FBI do that?
They have to have a decent some of form of evidence, I would believe.
So his partially of his statement is he would never bet on the games or provide information.
His
that was
argument,
literally part of the indictment.
It was. His legal argument, I would imagine, will be, I was not aware. I was just somebody associated with him was involved with this, and I did not know the connection. They invited me. They offered to pay me to show up to a poker game. I had no clue people were getting scammed.
Yeah, that's it.
Or I was texting a buddy because they had asked me, hey, is Dame going to play? And I've learned my lesson. I shouldn't share that information with them, but I was not texting them to the mob. I was talking to a friend who happened to then share the information. I guarantee you that's going to be his legal defense.
But that's fine. That's fine for a legal defense, but like... You still provided information
that you shouldn't provide.
That you shouldn't provide publicly.
Yes.
Because I think in that game, they found out, I saw this from the Oregonian, that he was listed as probable, Dame was, for that game.
Yeah, Golliver was high. I heard him on Harris and Morang yesterday. He was great, and you can go check that out where our podcasts are. But he had, it was the night before they had won, I want to say, or the game before they had won, and then they were going on the road to Chicago, and Dame was, Nurkic, I don't believe, was on the injury report at all.
I think he was questionable.
Questionable. Or
and Dame was probable.
Yes, they were both supposed to play.
They both just were listed out at the start of the game, and him, Ant, and Nurk didn't play.
Yeah, he had to turn over his passport. He cannot travel. He's, you know, it's federal court, baby.
Can't gamble at all.
Can't gamble at all. No poker games for you for a while, John. No.
It's a very solidarity thing. But
this,
like,
is one I'm hoping goes to trial because I really do want to see all the evidence presented.
Yeah. Where else would it go?
They could plea deal, like if they're...
He could take a plea
if
deal.
If they're trying to
he
get...
He just proclaimed innocence.
People, they do that all the time, maybe, and then take a plea deal. You always maintain your innocence, and then you wait and see how sweetheart of
what
a deal it is.
What else was he going to say?
How did Gilbert Arenas get off?
You know.
Snitching? Reportedly to him.
Will the charges get dropped?
Will you testify? Yeah, I mean...
Like somebody saying, come on, he's been investigated by the FBI over multiple years.
The feds aren't going after Chauncey Billups. He was a name that brought high profile to this deal.
Yes.
They want the crime families, so...
Let's not act like the FBI didn't enjoy trying to publicly railroad
the NBA. Oh, no, they enjoyed it, and it got them attention that they want.
Yeah.
But they're not going... They weren't going after Chauncey.
No.
He happened to be caught up.
I understand solidarity and family. I kind of was thinking, like, if this is me...
House arrest sounds pretty good right now?
No, I don't know if I want my daughter going with me to the federal court so she's also on camera.
I would not want my family anywhere near it if I was tied into that.
And like, everybody's got their own choices.
Me and my lawyers.
Yeah. That's it.
It's like, okay, family, wait. Let me go out. The cameras will follow
me.
Felt
bad
for
the wife
and
the daughter there of like, they got to be on that walk.
Yeah. So somebody said, Dirt knows a lot of legal stuff. Interesting. Hey. What are you talking about?
Stick name's not Dirt for nothing.
What are you talking about here? What are you talking about?
Swaggy J over there just poo-pooing a defense statement.
The FBI had a file on my dad back in the day.
I think the FBI had a file on everybody.
He was an anti-war Vietnam guy. And then, you know, they had a file on him.
He had a McCarthy file.
He was close to having to flee to Canada. Yeah.
Dude, what if he were born in Canada?
Would have been wild. Could have been a Canuck.
Yeah. Would have been Vancouver?
I don't know where he would have gone. That's a great question. I also probably wouldn't have been born because he hadn't met my mom yet. So I wouldn't be here.
You'd be a different version of you.
Then you'd be hosting a show with somebody stupid.
Yeah, because I'm definitely not now.
Your stupid ass.
This guy's an idiot.
My co-host's nickname is Dirt. I can't even explain why to people because it's
get
so
the
offensive.
Out of here.
All right, let's get this ring in the line. Your fake sponsor.
Hi, come on, Skorsky.
3864-6326. We'll spring the line next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spreaking the line.
Spreaking the line.
Spreaking the line.
Spreaking the line.
See what we got here. Solid sponsors today, folks. A lot of them came in yesterday. There was too much going on. I couldn't save them all, but I read them, so I appreciate that. Sprague and Line brought to you by Insider Information. You don't need Chauncey Billups' information to know Sprague is tanking his picks.
Wow.
Our starting quarterback will be out tonight. Sprague and Line brought to you by Billups Bail Bonds, just like the face. And just trust the face and remember, don't be a fish by trusting Sprague.
So funny if he was innocent and opened Billups up his own bail bonds.
Billups Bail Bonds. If he showed up to that and wearing that t-shirt to his next public appearance. Spring and Lion brought to you by Rigged Backroom Poker Games. Still a better chance at winning than following Sprague's betting advice. Feeling good tonight. Spring and Lion brought to you by the Seattle Mariners. Looked so promising, yet felt short again, just like a Sprague pick.
Ouch.
Ouchies.
I don't think they're over that one yet.
No, that one's going to take a while. Spring and Lion brought to you by Danny Meringue, the only person who is as sad about the Blazer news as Sprague is about his bank account.
It's true. So sad.
Spring and Lion brought to you by Wisconsin quarterbacks. The FBI was convinced they were fixing games. Turns out they just really suck.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Yeah,
that's.
I
shouldn't feel as poor as I feel, and I just feel every day that everything costs $100.
There's that bud, for
sure. Hey, do you want water?
$17,
huh? $18 for your water?
Spring and Lion brought to you by Chauncey Billups. Even a fish in a rigged game has a better chance of winning than a Sprague pick. Spring Line brought to you by Chauncey's Special Glasses. You don't need to wear these to see you're going to lose with Sprague's picks.
Did he have to go to an instruction?
I think he did, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a tutorial.
Like a tutorial and sit down and watch a video.
Yep. Spring Line brought to you by Dirt is a Grocery Store Employee. Still more reliable than a Sprague pick.
You know, I'm thinking like the forklift videos that you used to watch. You've got to watch in a warehouse.
Got to watch those. Here's how we did last week, folks. Swag 0-3 didn't get his picks in. He's too busy with Palm Springs.
I don't think he cared.
He did not care.
That was worth it for you.
Those are the rules. Got to have your picks in by the segment. If you don't, that's counties. So 0-3 weekend for Swag. Sprague, are you at 1-2? You hit on the Eagles against the Vikings, missed on the Commies and the Cowboys.
Don't get me started on that.
And the over of Bucks and Lions, which I was right there with you betting that. I lost that one too, but I didn't pick it.
Can I tell you right now? There is nothing worse than when you take a team, and look, I don't think Washington would have won based on what I watched, but hey, when the starting quarterback is going to get knocked out, it's just like, well, that's over.
It's even if you're losing in the game, you're a little hopeful maybe you can find a way back into it without as bad as Dallas' defense is.
Yeah.
And then he got hurt. I had my first 3-0 weekend of the year. Look at that. Commies, Cowboys over. Giants plus 7 against the Broncos. Should have won the damn game.
Yeah.
And somehow the under, I was glued to the final possession of Miami down 31-7. They had the ball inside the 10-yard line, and I'm glued to every play. They got all the way to like the 30-yard line, and then, of course, did Miami things with Quinn Ewers.
Cleveland almost did it by themselves.
Thank God for Tua throwing a bunch of picks. So here's where we're at. Season standing. Sprague still in first place, 11-10.
Oh, just hovering.
My 3-0 brought me above Swag at 9-12. Swag, are you now 8-13? The T-Box would be mine, but my first pick was last night. So Sprague, the T-Box is yours.
What's Swag's record, by the way?
8-13. 8-13. 11-10, 9-12, 8-13. That's where we're at. Not counting my Charger win from last night because that won't go on the record book until Monday.
Does it make sense? It doesn't.
Do it.
Will I be way wrong?
Probably.
Give me the Blazers plus the 1.5 tonight.
I love that you have the balls to bet this.
Going
to
win this game.
I love it. I'm rooting like
hell for
it.
And we're going to come in Monday, and somebody's going to go, yeah, you guys to go. And they're going to be all crying and hot and excited. Blazers plus the 1.5, baby. I think we rally.
Is this a Dame Lillard microphone midcourt pregame game? Hey, guys. We love you.
It's not what you think.
Sorry. Last couple days have been weird. Appreciate you.
Well, here's also the other thing that Swag pointed out. It's pretty early in the season, but like if you get an injury report and Draymond's listed as questionable.
Yeah, Golden State still has not submitted an injury report.
They got to wait. They just played an overtime game last night.
I don't know what the time period
we
after a
game. Two games. If you're already load managing, we played two games.
Yeah. Just telling you.
Two.
This isn't anything about.
This is Golden State. Like,
this isn't 3 and 4 nights. It's the third game. I love that you're betting it, by the way.
Thank you.
I love that. All right, Swag. First pick.
The Titans are awful. They're just awful. And the Colts are a wagon.
Oh,
I'll lay 14 and a half.
Here he goes.
Oh, buddy.
Today I'm laying the big wood.
So many points.
Got that big wood in there. When you're on a heater, you don't walk away from the table. If Chauncey Billups had learned that, maybe he wouldn't have gotten to the trouble that he got into.
When to fold him.
Yeah. I'm not folding them yet because it keeps winning, and so I'm going to keep doing it until I lose. I don't care. Yep. The over-under in the Dallas game this weekend against the Broncos is 50.5. I think Dallas's defense is terrible, so Denver should score points on them.
Well.
And I think the Cowboys have a really good offense, and they can score against basically anybody. Give me the over of 50.5 between Cowboys and Broncos.
Yeah, I love that. I will always bet a Dallas Cowboy over, and I'm kicking myself last week because I was going to pick that game and I gave it to you.
It was like the second quarter.
Felt
the over
sorry
hit.
For you. And I'm watching this and I'm like, God.
It was like 30 points in the first quarter combined.
Yeah, Denver's over-under percentage is 28% on hitting the over, but I think that Dallas defense sucks so bad that Bo Nix and company should gently get their way to 30.
Yep.
And we'll see what Dallas does. I actually love Dallas plus the 3.5. I'm not going to use that as one of my picks, but we'll be gambling the Cowboys plus 3.5.
All right, pick two.
Pick two. It's made no sense to me, and this is turning into Sprague just going with his favorite teams, even if it's a stupid decision. Mm. It's also the exact same number as my last pick. I like the Niners going on the road to Houston as a slight underdog, and I think they win. Now,
are you serious?
I am. Ken, listen to me. And by the way,
listen,
stay tuned
Ken.
For next week.
Oh, dirty.
Teams. It's so good.
Oh, dirty.
Teams. Is he on?
Is it Spooky Caesarson?
Maybe I've booked it.
Oh, num 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 num.
It's gonna be delightful.
Oh. I think this is a better coaching staff, and I understand why nobody would trust the Niners in this spot because Houston is in the most dire straits. No Nico Collins at practice yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, given my track record on telling you practice reports, he's going to play because guys who don't practice Friday for some reason, they're just playing.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Niners plus the 1.5 on the road at Houston.
Okay. Swag?
I don't mind getting in a trap every once in a while. It's good for the soul.
It's a trap.
Got to find out about yourself. Why are the Bears 6.5-point dogs to a Ravens team that is not going to get Lamar Jackson back and has shown? Now, I know they've been on a bye and they can rally the troops, but if you haven't looked, the Bears are a half game out of first place in their division.
They are.
So when we do NFL flip it or stick it, I'll be curious to see what one Brandon Sprague is doing with that particular selection he made.
Mm.
But for this Sunday, no, I'm getting 6.5 points. The Bears are starting to run the football, so they have some better balance. It's not all on Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
Give me those points.
Yeah, the only thing there is if Lamar ends up, because he hasn't been officially ruled out yet, everybody's just waiting to see, and that's why the line's been wonky all week. There were moments, I want to say, earlier in the week, you could have got it at 7.5. Like, touchdown and a hook?
Even
if he plays. Like, let's not sit and act like Baltimore's been great when he was healthy. They were still losing games. They've been worse without him. But
if you tell me he plays, I get it. I actually do. It's like all the pent-up anger, and they're taking ping-pong tables out of the locker room now. I get it.
He's not. I love those stories.
Did you see that this week?
Oh, yeah, I love
took
those.
The pinball machine.
Like
and
when
the...
Mike McDonald got the job and he removed all the basketball hoops.
You know what
that would be for Baltimore?
Fun time's over, boys.
I get it. That would be the Ravens.
And
Henry and Jackson.
Ooh,
and
might make your head blow off.
It might. But he's not playing. Like, how are they going to do that? And look, the Bears are also kind of stupid sometimes, but I'm with you. I get it, but I'll let you have that pick.
All right, last pick. We got to turn and burn. I'm not going to add too much because I'm right there with you. The Texans' offense is terrible. I don't trust them. C.J. Stroud sucks, and I think the Niners are somehow cobbling this together and are very good defensively. They've continued to get a little bit healthier at key spots. I'm taking the Niners plus 1.5 in Houston.
Despite our record difference, you jumping on with me makes me feel better.
Ooh, does it?
It does.
Double dip the chip?
You're on a heater.
Okay. I'm feeling good right now.
You know, it's
going to go away quickly, but I'm feeling good right now.
Look, I don't feel amazing about this one. Maybe I shouldn't pick it. But I don't care. I've been wrong about this team and about this guy. And I think that guy gets his moment. I'm getting Tomlin at home as a dog.
Ooh.
Low scoring-ish, I think.
Yeah.
But I like taking teams more than I love betting over-unders. I'm taking the Steelers plus the 3 at home against Green Bay, who have been funky at best. So I'm taking the Steelers at home plus 3.
Okay, swag last pick.
Monday night, you know, boys, I got an invitation for you.
Hey, bro. Welcome to Casa de Wood.
Chiefs have figured themselves out. They're healthy. The Commies won't have Jaden Daniels.
What a bummer for Monday Night Football.
Betting against the GOAT, huh?
Yeah.
12 and
How
a half.
How dare you? How dare you?
At home.
How dare you?
Buyer beware.
Last time he started a game in Kansas City, he won and threw a touchdown pass to himself in the playoffs.
Yeah,
bitch.
no such magic there Monday night.
We had to
Arrowhead.
Pretend that was like the most skilled thing of all time.
Swifties will be all over.
He threw
the
it
place.
Right into the hands of a defensive so lineman ridiculous. And it bounced right back to him. One of the luckiest plays of all time.
Give me the Chiefs minus 12 and a half.
All right, here we go. Spring and line picks. I won on the Chargers last night, minus 3.5. I'm also on Cowboys Broncos over 50.5 and Niners plus 1.5 against the Texans. Sprague with the biggest balls of the week, having the Blazers plus 1.5 at home
Hell
against
yeah.
the Warriors tonight. Also on the Niners against the Texans, and he likes the Steelers plus 3 on Sunday Night Football. And Swag laying a lot of wood. Colts minus 14.5 against Titans. He does like the Bears as a dog plus 6.5 in Baltimore. And then the Chiefs on Monday Night Football minus 12.5.
How is none of us betting Patriots 7 against the Browns?
I know.
At home.
Trap, trap. Trap, trap.
That's
it's
a trap, trap.
It's a trap.
Patriots, good little teaser bet right there.
Spring and Line brought to you by Spirit One Halloween Costumes, where our player costumes will ensure that you're a winner every time, unlike a Sprague pick. And Spring and Line brought to you by Overly Optimistic Blazer Fan. I told you we didn't suck. We obviously were just purposely losing games for the Mafia.
It's a good loss.
There you go. Spring and Line every Friday. Wrap it up. Send you on your way. Next, 105.1 FM The Fam. All right, that'll do it. Fist pumping our way into the weekend every Friday. You know, I went a little long there in Spring and Line. It'll happen from time to time. Two things in my notes I didn't get to today. We didn't have a chance to react to. How about the NBA announcing they will paint the Larry O'Brien Trophy at center court for the finals again starting this year?
Hey, the NBA listening to their
Look
fans
at
and the
that.
Media. Good job. There you go.
How about that? Also, growing optimism, and I'm sure we'll talk about this more tomorrow on the award-winning Oregon Duck pregame show, 12-2 live at Austin
Stadium. I was about to say, we're on tomorrow.
Evan Stewart heading trending towards a November return for the Ducks, according to sources.
Massive news for you guys. If you can get through this regular season and he can get a couple games in under his
belt.
Game
in the back end of the year.
You're feeling pretty good about that one.
Nice little night in sports we got for ourselves tonight. Game one of the World Series. The Dodgers are a favorite with Blake Snell on the mound taking on, yeah, Savage. Game one in Toronto, 5 o'clock on Fox.
Is it yeah, Savage or yay? Savage.
Yeah, Savage is just cooler, but I think it's
it
yay
was
Savage.
Savage.
No, you got it.
You're trying to say the name right. How would you say it though? Yay
Savage. I pronounce
Savage.
It like there's a hyphen. Yeah, Savage.
Okay.
I don't want to do it as well. I'm not putting it together. It's way cooler.
Okay, give predictions.
Dodgers will win by 37.
In how many games?
Four. They will sweep the Blue Jays.
Dodgers in 5. I think that Blue Jays lineup gets loose one of the games.
Oh, you're nervous about that one game, I bet.
By the way, let's check in on DraftKings.
Dodgers in 7. Optimism.
Fox would love that.
No kidding.
Because I will grant you this, not that it matters much.
I honestly think they can do this.
Blazers tonight?
Yeah.
Nah, it's still 4-1. On ESPN, it says 2.5 now. It's going to give you another point, but DraftKings for us is
if
still
if it goes the wrong way, I'm going to feel worse about that. So don't do that. It's still plus money on the money line, though.
What a night we got. What does it look like?
Have fun, everybody, going to that game.
Can't wait to watch it and talk about it on Monday. That will do it for us. Good luck to the Winterhawks tomorrow on their home opener. Have fun at the VMC. Tomorrow, we'll be down at Autzen, 12-2. Pre-game show in the pouring rain against Wisconsin. Wear your tie-dye. Come say what's up. It's going to be a fun football weekend and a fun sports weekend. Thanks, everybody, for being a part of our weekend, our Friday. Numbers are great this week. We love you all. We appreciate y'all. Like the video. Subscribe to the channel on YouTube if you haven't done so yet. We will talk to you Monday at 6 a.m. The Firm of Harrison Marang is next. Listening to 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game.
They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.